My name is Josh Mayfield. I'm the agronomist with Bayer for the Southeast. Today I'll be talking about FiberMax 1845. It's a Liberty Link variety that we feel like is very adapted east of Texas. Looking at the reason for Liberty Link, you look at the map there and see Georgia, and about in the middle of that red spot is Macon County. In 2004, that is where the field with the very first Roundup resistant pigweed was found. And from there, year by year, if you were to watch slides progress, you'd see it more and more counties developing, having Roundup resistant pigweed. How many of y'all know the difference between a 4 and a 6 inch pigweed? It's about one day, maybe two. And so the need to manage it timely is critical. A lot of work at the University of Georgia has been done. We know that it's spread female in a good year, can produce 450,000 seeds. We know that unclean farm equipment can take it field to field. There's even new research showing that pollen from a resistant parent can travel in wind currents pretty far distances and spread it that way. There's a potential to spread that way. But we continue to see resistant pigweed spread throughout the southeast and east of Texas there. In 2008, FiberMax 1845 was a Bayer Crop Science Experimental 0102 LLB2. We believe it is well adapted to East Texas, the Mid-South, Southeast, and Mid-Atlantic. It fits a little bit more into a true mid to full season variety. There is some debate on how well does it fit in the upper delta, but that's one reason why earlier today we talked about 1773. We feel like that's going to fit real well there. But it is broadly adapted. Now, if we look here, it is a smooth leaf variety, large bowls. It is more of a medium plant height. If you look there on maturity, I'll talk about this, show a chart a little bit later, but it is later than 1735. 1735 was the one that preceded 1845, and we feel like it fits a little bit more in a mid to mid-full maturity range. Looking here again at agronomic data, nodes to first fruiting branch, just to compare everything with 1735 because that's what we had before. About the same nodes to first fruiting branch, 6.4 for 1735, 6.5 for 1845. All the different locations that we tested this in will be up at the top of the slide. Looking at final plant height, 1845 is considered later maturity, but it is a little bit shorter than 1735. It also does not exhibit those familiar with 1735. It's kind of that open canopy, that architecture. It is a different looking plant in the field, but just a little bit shorter than 1735, as well as it finished up the season with about one less nodes than 1735. If you look here at relative maturity, we try to take these ratings at 30 to 50% open in the field. 1735 is about 60% open. 1845 at this stage is about 52% open. It is a bit later maturity than 1735. Storm tolerance. Anything, I consider anything above a 6, good storm tolerance. Just to give a little bit of comparison, and in Georgia, the 555 is usually rated somewhere in our ratings. If I saw it beside one of our cap trials or 0935, 0924, one of those, that's around a 6 to a 7. The FiberMaxes have pretty good storm tolerance, held in the burr pretty tight there. This may be difficult to see, but across the belt-wide, 54 locations for yield, we averaged about 1,073 pounds of lint compared to 1735 is at 1038. Mike was a 4.5. Length was a 1.2, strength was 31.4, and uniformity was 83.7 for For fiber quality parameters, we had about 41 locations. Of course, as we get our quality data back from the lab, we'll be able to add more locations to this data. Now again, the slide I just showed you, this is just a breakdown of the different regions that were included in that data set from the previous slide. You can see how it performed in the Mid-Atlantic, the Mid-South, the Southeast, and the Southwest. Okay, if they say a picture's worth a thousand words, this is a field in very south Georgia, with Florida just to the south. It's on the border with Florida there. This grower, we had a wet spring, and so he was not able to get into his field in a timely manner early to treat that pigweed. This pigweed was somewhere between 10 and 12 inches tall. Now there's cotton in that field, and you'll see here in a minute. But when you pick up those weeds there, the leaf edges are kind of burned back a little bit. The stems are still green. Inside the leaf axle, that bud is still healthy. So what the farmer had done was he had tried our rate of ignite, labeled raised 22 to 29 ounces. He went 29 ounces when the pigweed was that tall, 10 to 12 inches. Do you see the cotton in there? He came back, plowed the middles. The label rate for ignite is 87 ounces through the season. You can provide up to, I believe, 43 ounces in a single shot. He hit it with 40 ounces of ignite and 3 ounces of staple. That's the way it looked about mid-season. And he ended up getting about 1,250 pounds from that field. And this is a field of 1845, just to demonstrate the technology paired with the variety that we have. Lastly, there was a study in North Alabama by Charles Burmaster, just comparing the two systems, Delta Pine 0935 with FiberMax 1845. If you look there at the return value per acre, 692 versus 648. If you look down this slide, you can see all the inputs that you have there as far as weed control, tech fee, seed cost, the return to the grower, 561.37 for 1845 versus 509.36. Look at lint yield per acre. This is an average of 3 reps. And finally, the loan value is an average of 2 samplings for each variety. Any questions?